Hey everybody, here is your weekly energetic check-in for January 31st to February 6th. So we do have today our new moon. So the new moon in Aquarius is coming through. You're probably already feeling that. It's funny because I feel like either you're a new moon kind of person or you're a full moon kind of person. And so some people, when the new moon is coming through, they absolutely hate it. They like the, there's like always like some kind of anxious energy around it, or there's like this push and pull energy. They don't sleep well. And then the same can be said for the full moon. Sometimes when the full moon is coming through, there will be people that just feel out of sorts or they feel chaotic. And so it's interesting. You guys have to maybe let me know in reply to the email or in our Facebook group. Let me know if you are a new moon kind of person or a full moon kind of person and which you prefer. I personally love new moons. So and they feel opposite to me. So the new moon to me always feels about hope. And it's like that extra surge, and it's like almost like coming out of hibernation, and now there's like the rebirth. And it always feels like that to me. So it always feels like it's the opportunity to like put your biggest wishes out there, to like create the biggest manifests, because the energy always feels magical to me. And the full moon on the other side, right? When the sun is on the other side of it, it's always feels the opposite to me. I feel like I'm like stuck, and I feel like something's heavy. And so I welcome the new moon energy. And of course, the new moon in Aquarius, as you know, for some of us who are fire signs, we will find the Aquarius energy. Sometimes we love it and sometimes we don't. That's kind of how it goes. You'll feel the same if you're an earth sign as well. You'll also that like, because Aquarius is an air sign, right? So it's they can really kind of be all over the place sometimes. And so for some of us, it's like we need to like hold them down. We need to be like, okay, stop, just sit, just be still for a minute. But for some of us, that kind of energy can be helpful, right? Especially if we've been feeling kind of like stuck, it can definitely help us get moving. The thing we want to watch with the Aquarius energy though, is the procrastination, because that comes up lots, right? It'll be like the inspiration to do stuff. You'll feel like you want to do stuff, but then you'll be like, oh, okay, I'll do it later. And then it doesn't get done. So this is going to be your opportunity to really decide again about, you know, what you put out there, you're going to get back. So what is it that you want right now to come back to you? And here's why this is a really powerful time to be doing the manifestation, is because tomorrow, so the first, is also the Lunar New Year for Chinese astrology. So if you've ever looked into that, you know, the year of the dragon, the year of the goat, all of that stuff. But so that means that there's like big energy coming through then on February 1st. So we have a new cycle in Chinese astrology. And to me, they've got something there. You guys know that I love Chinese medicine. And if you've ever looked into Chinese astrology, it's pretty cool. It really is. And so go and check that out and see what your Chinese sign, your astrology sign is in the Chinese lunar calendar, and get some insights into what's coming up for you. Because technically tomorrow is the new year. It's the new cycle. So and maybe I'll do a post on my Facebook page for that. Maybe that will be kind of an interesting thing to do. We'll do a little Chinese astrology New Year's. But both things that are coming up, so both cycles that are coming in, the cycle of the new moon and the cycle of the lunar new year, is signaling new beginnings. So new beginnings. So this is all of this stuff that you've been coming through for the past, they're saying 6 months, it's going to start to clear. We're going to start to see some changes. We're going to start to see some shifts. We're also still, remember guys, whatever side you're on the whole, you know, about the pandemic and everything, the mandates, whatever side you're on, it's a massive, massive ball right now of energy. And so there's going to be coming to some conclusions in this. You know, it's fair game because, you know, again, nothing's ever written in stone. That's the way energy works. And so right now there's all of these pieces of the puzzle that are coming together that are going to create a conclusion. We're all hoping for a peaceful conclusion. I'm assuming that what everybody would like, or that it should be what everybody is looking for. And so I think we're going to see, they keep on saying big things to me though. Like, so they're saying game changer to me right now. And, you know, yesterday when I did my tune in, they were saying the smoking gun. I had to go and look up smoking gun because I was like, well, what do you think smoking gun means? And it was kind of interesting because I didn't think about that, but that it's like the evidence, like the evidence that's going to like change everything, the game changer, like all goes in together. So yeah, so there's a lot happening with that, and that will affect us. So whether you are like, oh, I don't watch the news, or I'm not listening to the news, or I'm trying to, it will still affect you energetically, because there's going to be a lot of energy sources that are actually being used for that purpose. So for the purpose of the stuff that's happening right now on the planet. And we all are sources of energy and sources of light. So that energy is coming through. If you are highly sensitive, if you are an empath or highly sensitive person, you would have been feeling the last few days intense energy coming through. So we did have some major, major solar flare activity. We had like an M class, which can be a medium large. It's a big one, right? It's really like we are getting microwaved from the sun. There's the plasma that's coming. We're experiencing that. So make sure it's super, super important that we're hydrating during this time, right? We make sure that we, you know, our bodies are what, more than 75% water. So it's important that we stay hydrated. If we're feeling the ascension symptoms in a really strong way, sometimes it can be as simple as dehydration. I'm not even kidding you. Because again, it's like when all those molecules, think about it. If you put something in the microwave that's really dry and you add no liquid to it and you put the microwave on, it's going to burn, right? It's going to burn and pop and explode. And it's kind of the same thing. So if we keep on adding water to the human vehicle, if we keep on replenishing that, and then we're getting slammed with all these gamma rays and all of the stuff coming from the sun, we're not going to feel the effects as much, because when we add fluid, when we add water to the human vehicle, it creates movement. And so that movement is more like our natural self or our natural energy, right? You know, if we pop the button on these human vehicles, boom, we just become pure consciousness. So there's no shape or no form to our soul energy. And so when we add water to it, it brings us closer to our soul energy. This is why, if you've ever, you know, been, you know, floating in the ocean or swimming in a lake, you probably felt really, really good. Your energy probably felt very relaxed, very expansive. I bet if we took your heart rate or your blood pressure, you would be like perfect. And so that's what water does too. It does that for everybody's bodies. And that's because these human vehicles are made out of water. And they're saying to me, that's a gift that they've given us. Well, thank you. Thank you for that gift. Much appreciated. So what we're going to do today, I thought, is I'm just going to pull some cards for you guys, because we haven't done that for a while. So what we're going to do is, this is going to be what you need to know about your focus for the full, for the new moon. So like, if you're kind of like on the fence about where you should go, what you should be doing, what area of your life that you need to have some focus on, any insights in what the new beginnings mean for you, that's what we're going to go in and we're going to ask. So wherever you are right now, just close your eyes for a moment. And then just take 3 slow, deep belly breaths. And as you do this, this will be your cue to your divine guidance team to ask them to come in, to be around you right now, to connect with you. This will be your connection, looking for some guidance, for some insights. And what I want you to do is I want you now just to ask them for some guidance on what will be most helpful for you to anchor in to this new moon energy. So what will be most helpful for you to put some focus on? What kind of reminder do you need? And then I want you to ask them, and you know, guys, whenever I do card pulls, I usually do three, but when I was asking them what we should do for this week for you guys, they said five. So I'm going to pull five cards. So what I want you to do is I just want you to now ask them to show you your number. So it'll be your message. So it'll be either 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. And then as soon as you have your number, so you're going to see it or hear it or feel it or know it, then just write your number down. And then I'm going to go in. I'm going to connect with everybody. And cool how we can do this, because there's no such thing as time or space, right? Really cool. And make sure, because of that, right, when we do the healing circles, if you missed the live, because we didn't have very many of our members there. So if you missed the live, go and do the healing, because it's in the hub. It's there for you. And it was very, very powerful. And so, yeah, because there's no such thing as time or space, you can still receive the healing through that portal. Absolutely. Okay. So everybody have their numbers. So 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5. Okay. So they've given me number 4 as my number. So I'm going to write that down so I can get a message as well. Okay. And they just said ready. Okay. So if you chose card number 1, your card is, what are you waiting for? Okay. And so this really feels like a very positive energy, but it also feels like they're giving you a push off the fence. Like this is like stop procrastination. There we go. The Aquarius, right? This is like get time to get things happening. This is like, okay, we're ready. We're ready. Are you ready? Let's go. Okay. So that's if you chose card number 1, what are you waiting for? And then card number 2, if you chose card number 2, your message is coming together. Okay. And so this, I really feel like they're saying to me, is about support. This is about support receiving and giving, they're saying. They're also saying to me about new possibilities, new doors opening for you, branching out. They're also talking about branching out. And remember, this can apply to like all areas of your life. This one, I feel like, though, has a lot to do with, like they're saying, financial endeavors. So that will be around your career, money, finances. So that's if you chose card number 2, it's coming together. Okay. And then if you chose card number 3, or you were chosen card number 3 for you, your message is give it the time it needs. Okay. And so they're telling me with this, patience and perseverance. So they're saying to me that you may feel like you're in a bit of a lull right now. And they're saying that's okay. They're showing me like literally like on the horizon, things will be happening on the horizon. They're saying be mindful around the chaos around you. Don't get caught up in the chaos. It's okay if you kind of like hibernate. If you go into the corner and hibernate for a little bit, that's okay. That's the best place for you to be. So if you chose card number 3, this is give it the time it needs. Okay. And then if you chose number 4, which was my card also, they're giving us the curiosity card. So let me just go in and see what this is. Okay. So they're saying to me, this is thinking outside of the box. This is remembering who you are. This is remembering the magic that flows through you. They're saying the divine guidance. So more of the connection, the angelic connection, the ascended masters connection, the more connecting to magic, and allow the magic to flow so that you can hop on the magic carpet ride and take a ride on that. So that's very cool. And I like that, because it's also the reminder for me when I see the curiosity card, it's like, stop taking things so seriously. Don't look at everything through the human lens. Have some play in things, have that flow, like that childlike play in things, because that's where magic happens. That's where ease comes. That's where the path of least resistance exists. It exists through that curiosity portal, through the play, through the energy of play. There's lots of flow there. And that's a good reminder for me. It's a good reminder for anybody who's self-employed or who's a parent who is like, you know, we got to do this, we got to do that. Here's the box. Let's sit in the box. So it's a good reminder. Awesome. Okay. And then if you chose card number 5, Your card is get out of your own way. That's a good card to have. Okay. And so this is, they're like literally flashing ego, ego, ego. So remember, at any time, if you're feeling like blocked or feeling restricted or feeling like hard or hitting a wall, remind yourself that's coming from ego. Remind yourself that that is your ego creating that blockage. It's interesting, guys, you know, when I do the energy healing sessions too, when they first start the transmission, there's always a bit of resistance that comes up. It's literally like the transmission tries to go to you and boom, it's blocked. It's blocked. It gets sent back. And that's ego and pain body that does that. Your soul, you know, opens up to the receiving right away. So if you chose card number 5, this is like a good time, a good week for you to get to know your ego a little bit and see if that's who's causing the problems for you. See if that's who's kind of holding you back. So card number 5 is get out of your own way. Okay, my lovelies, you are going to have a really good week this week. This is going to be a boom rocket week. Get things done, feel inspired. On Thursday, this Thursday, the 3rd, we are doing our monthly soul guidance. And we have our special guest, Nicole Russell. She's coming all the way from the UK virtually to be with us. And she's going to be doing some really cool things. I'm hoping she's going to do a little bit of her energy healing for us, because that is cool. And yeah, I'll see what she's about. So try and be there. If not, again, remember, it'll be in the hub for you and you can watch the replay. Okay, my lovelies, sending you huge, huge blessings. Have an amazing week, and hopefully I will see you on Thursday.